ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. In the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Hem and Beis, we learned the halacha that a Megadif is not Chayiv Ad Sheyafarish Hashem. Megadif only gets skila if he's Mefarish the Shem. What exactly does it mean to be Mefarish the Shem? So on Daf Nun Vav, we have a Machloikis Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir says that to get the skila, it doesn't have to be dafka the shem hamiyuchad. He has a riboy that even a kinui, even one of the kinuim also are nisraba that they get skila. However, the Rabbanan argue you only get skila by the shem hamiyuchad, the shem hamifayrish, and by kinuim you have ashara, and Rashi and Tosafos speak out you have karas also, but you don't have skila. Skila is only by the shem hamiyuchad. What exactly is included in the shem hamiyuchad? The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Halacha Zayin says the Yesh Eimrim, you're not chayiv unless you're mefarish to Shem Havaya Yudke Bavke. The only way to have a chiv skila, since we pass in like the Rabbanon that kinuyim are not included in the din of skila, and you need the Shem HaMiyuchad. What does the Shem HaMiyuchad mean? The Rambam brings Yesh Eimrim that only Yudke Bavke is included. However, the Rambam himself argues. The Rambam says that the Shem Adnus is also included in the Shem HaMiyuchad. The Shem HaMiyuchad has two oifanim, either Yudke Vavke or the Shem Adnus. The Kesa Mishnah over there in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Beis Halacha Zayin points out that this Yesh Eimrim is actually the Chita of the Ramah. The Ramah holds that the Shem HaMiyuchad means the unique name, the special name. It means there's one name. How could you say there's two names in the Shem HaMiyuchad? Shem HaMiyuchad, we know, means Yudke Vavke. And therefore, he holds he only chayav a yud kei vav kei. So we really have to understand what's shown the Rambam. We give the Rambam the license to say that the Shem HaMiyuchad has two ways of being expressed, either yud kei vav kei or the Shem Adnus. So the Brisker Rav in the Chedushei Griz on the Rambam, on this Rambam, Chosavai Dezara, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, says a beautiful pshat. The Brisker Rav says, we know famous Gemara in Kedushin and in Psachim. The pasuk says, "Zeh shmi la'olam, zeh zichri dar dar." And we darshan that Hashem says about His name, "Lo yikisha ani nichtav ani nikra." I am written yudkei vavkei, but I am not pronounced that way. I am pronounced with the Shem Adnus. So Rishgrov says that it doesn't mean that Hashem has one name of yudkei vavkei, but we're not allowed to say that name, so we do a different name. And when we're reading Adnus, there's no relationship between the Shem Adnus and the Yudkei Vavkei. Rather, when the Pasuk says Zeshmi La'olam, says Zichri L'David Dar, that Lo Yikisha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, what it means is that the Shem is Yudkei Vavkei, and the way of reading Yudkei Vavkei is by saying Adnus. Adnus is actually the Kriya, is the pronunciation of the letters Yudkei Vavkei. The letters Yudkei Vavkei are not allowed to be pronounced in their natural form. Rather, the way we say it, the way we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei, is by saying the Shem Adnus. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam held when the Gemara says, and the Rabbanan Darshan, that the only time you get Skila is for the Shem HaMiyuchad, the Shem HaMiyuchad is Yudkei Vavkei. But the way we pronounce Yudkei Vavkei is by saying the Shem Adnus. So when you're saying the Shem Adnus, what you're doing is you're pronouncing Yudkei Vavkei. So you're pronouncing the Shem HaMiyuchad, you're pronouncing the shame that the Torah said got skila. Therefore, if you say Yudkei Vavkei, so you pronounce the name that you're never allowed to pronounce, but you for sure pronounce the reading of the Yudkei Vavkei. And if you say Shem Adnus, that you pronounce the pronunciation of Yudkei Vavkei, you're also going to be chayiv. Therefore, the Rambam says, either if someone says Yudkei Vavkei, or if you say the Shem Adnus, which is the reading of Yudkei Vavkei, those are both forms of pronouncing the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, therefore you're going to be Chayiv Skila. So what's Shan the Ramah? In the Yesh Eimrim of the Rambam that say you're only Chayiv by Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Ritz Grob says, there's no way to argue on what we just established. That's a Gemara. Loikishani Nichtavani Nikra means the way you pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei is by saying the Shem Adnus. Just these Rishonim hold, that's only when there's a Shem Yudkei Vavkei in front of us. For example, Birchas Kohenim. So Birchas Kohenim has the word Yudkei Vavkei. And the Torah is saying that when you're saying Birchas Kohenim, you shouldn't mention Yudke Vavke. Rather, instead of saying Yudke Vavke, as it seems to be written, rather you should pronounce it with the Shem Adnos. So Adnos is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. However, if you don't have the word Yudke Vavke in front of us, rather a guy walks in the street and he says a klala about the Shem Adnos, why should we say that the Shem Adnos is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke? There's no Yudke Vavke here to say that he's pronouncing. Rather, we'll say he's doing Shem Adnos. Because everyone agrees that besides the Shem Yudke Vavke, which is pronounced Adnos, there's also a Shem of Adnos. So if someone gives a curse and he's mekal with the Shem Adnos, there's no reason for us to say that he really did a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. Therefore, even though Adnos could be a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke, but by mekal you're not going to have that. Therefore, the Ramah, which is the Yesh Eimer in the Rambam, say you're only chayiv skila if you say Yudke Vavke outright. That's the only time we're going to see a pronunciation of the Shem Avaya, of the Shem Miyuchet. So what does the Rambam hold? So Rambam has to hold a big chiddush that since Adnos is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, so even by a mekalel where we don't have the Shem Yudke Vavke in front of us, rather a person is stam being mekalel, still we're going to say that since you use the name, which is a reference to the Shem Yudke Vavke, it's a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, that's enough to be a mekalel with the Shem Yudke, and therefore you're chayv. So Bekitzer, Vitzgerov wants to have that everyone agrees to the yisoid that the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke is the Shem Adnos. The whole machlokes, Rambam and Ramah, is by mekalel where we don't have a Yudke Vavke b'chlal on the table. There's no reason for us to say that the Shem Adnos is a kriya of Yudke Vavke. That's where the Rambam and the Ramah argue if that's enough to be chayev skila. The Ramah says there's no reason for us to say that this Adnos is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke. Rather, we'd say he's just saying the Shem Adnos, which is not enough to be liable for skila. However, the Rambam holds that since the Shem Adnos is a way of pronouncing Yudke Vavke, therefore, any time a person says a klala with the Shem Adnos, we have a right to assume that there's a pronunciation of Shem Havaya happening, and therefore, we're able to give him skila. Now, actually, without the Briskerov, one could have said that there's a big chiddush going on in the Briskerov. He's saying that Zeh Zichri Ladar Dar, which means Loikish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, means that the Shem Adnos is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. One could have said that it's more like a Kriya Niksiv. When you have a Kriya Niksiv, the Torah wrote it one way, and they're saying to read a different word, you're not really reading the word that's written. Rather, the Torah is saying, instead of reading the word that's written, read a different word. And we could have understood it that there's a Shem Havaya which cannot be pronounced. It has a pronunciation which cannot be said. And instead of doing the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke, we'd rather you pronounce a different word. So when we say Zeh Zichri Ladar Dar, that you should say Adnos, you're not pronouncing Yudke Vavke, rather you're saying a different word. And that'll be much simpler why the Ramah is arguing the Rambam, because the Shem Yuchad is only Yudke Vavke. Adnos is a different word completely. It happens to be that every time there's the word Yudke Vavke here, since you can't pronounce it, you have to say a different word, but that word is not the pronunciation of Yudke Vavke. And that would have been a very simple svar on the machlokes. The Rambam holds Adnos is a kriya of Yudke Vavke, and the Ramah holds it's not. However, the Biskarov wants to say that everyone agrees with his Yisoid that Adnos is the way to read and pronounce Yudke Vavke. The whole machlokes is maybe you only say that when the word that we're trying to do is Yudke Vavke, then Adnos is a kriya of Yudke Vavke over here. They just be makal. And there's no reason for us to assume there's a Yudke Vavke going on at all. Then we'll say that Adnos is not a kriya of Yudke Vavke. But the Briskerov wants to have that even according to the Ramah, Adnos really is a pronunciation of Yudke Vavke by Birchas Kayanim and the like, that we have the Yudke Vavke in front of us. The Mishnah continues, and it says at the end of the Mishnah, V'oim Eloi, the Dayanim, tell the Edim, Emor Masha Shamat Beferish. We tell the Edim, say over exactly what you heard. V'hu Oimer, V'dayanim Oimdim Amagleim, V'karim V'ma'achin, that the Ed has to repeat over exactly the curse, the klala, with the Shem Hashem that the person that they're testifying against said. And the first person says it out. First, Vasheni Oimer Afani Kamayu, I heard similarly. We don't want the Sheni to say it, but the Rishon, the first aid, has to say explicitly exactly what he heard from the aid. So comes out that we have in front of Bezdin, a person saying over a klala on Hashem, cursing on Hashem. He's doing it to testify against this mekalel, this megadiv, but we do have b'fanenu a klala going on in Bezdin. So Yerushalmi, because the Mishnah brings it down, Yerushalmi asked, how could it be that we tell a person to be megadiv in front of a Bezdin? Yerushalmi comes up with an etzah. Yerushalmi says, we definitely need to hear explicitly what this person said, but we don't want to have a ma'isa giduv happening in Bezdin. So what you should do is, you say the Shem Hashem exactly how that person said it, say over the Shem HaMiyuchad, and then you say that he was Mikal with this name. So you never actually say over the curse in front of Bezdin. You just let Bezdin know exactly how he said it. He used this name, and with this name, which you said explicitly in front of Bezdin, he said the following curse. But you don't actually go and say that this person cursed out the Shem Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Yerushalmi, and he asked Sarachin why the Rambam was mashmin this. The Rambam brings down our Mishnah exactly how we have it, which sounds like that the Edom explicitly tell the Dayanim exactly the curse as the person said it. And the Kesef Mishnah is wondering why the Rambam didn't bring down the Yerushalmi that says it means you say over the name, and you say he used that name to curse Hashem. So the Taisis Yom Tov says the reason why the Rambam was mashmit to Yerushalmi is because from Stimas HaBavli, the Bavli never asked this question, never explained our Mishnah, from the Stimas HaSugya, from the fact that we don't talk about it, it sounds like we take the Mishnah Kipshutai. We argue in the Yerushalmi, and that's how Rambam passing, we argue in the Yerushalmi, and we hold that the Edom are allowed to say over in front of the Yonim exactly what they heard. What happened to Yerushalmi's question? How could we go and tell someone to go in front of Bezdin and curse at Hashem? Taisi Yomtiv says, many words to answer this question. It's not clear exactly his main point. His wording is that since they're not mechavin to be megadiv, they don't mean to do anything wrong, and it's impossible to kill him without doing it, because we need to have a clear edus. To kill somebody, we need b'machmir, we have exact edus to know explicitly exactly what he said. Therefore, it's yefshe b'lav achi. Therefore, the edim are allowed to say over what this person said, even though it seems that we're having a ma'isa gidduf happening in Bezdin, but ma'isa, it's necessary to be able to kill this megadiv. Therefore, they're allowed to do it. He compares it to a saita, where meichik Hashem, because yefshe b'lav achi, the Torah says the parasha of Saita, which is Mechaivos, to raise Hashem's name. So that's what we have to do. So here also, if there's a parasha of Megadiv, and the only way to kill a Megadiv is by testifying and saying over exactly the curse that he used, and that entails being Megadiv Hashem in front of Bezdin, so if you have to do it, you have to do it. It's not a problem. That's what Taisis Yom Tov says. So it's not 100% clear, because he starts off with this far that they're not Mechavim. So that alone, one could have heard, is not called Megadiv Hashem if you're not having Kavanah to Megadiv Hashem. Then he ends off with the svara of Yevshe B'lav Hachi, and that, L'chayra, is a self-standing svara, that Hachi Chai Rachmana, like by Saita, there's no other way to do it, then you're allowed to do it. It's not really clear in Taz Yom Tov what his Iker Teretz is, but it seems like it's a tziruf. He wouldn't have said that you're allowed to do the Kavana, Ma'is Giduf, just because Yevshe B'lav Hachi, but since you're not being Mechavin, so it's not so Chomer, and it's Yevshe B'lav Hachi, therefore, we're allowing you to do it. Which needs beer, because if it's Yev Shabalav Achi, so even if it would entail to be Mechavin, it should be like Mechikas Hashem, which we allow you to do. We allow you to do something that's seemingly an Avera, if it's Yev Shabalav Achi. Also needs beer, the Taz Yom Tov doesn't really speak about this point, but the Yerushalmi has a perfect Eitzah. The Yerushalmi said, we could just say over the Shem Hashem, like the person said it, and then say subsequently that he used that name to be Mikal Hashem. So why do we have to go into Bezdin and have the Edom say over the Gidif exactly like he said it? The whole Teretz of Taz Yom Tov is Eif Shabalav Achi. But if we have another Eitzah like Yerushalmi says, then you lost the whole Teretz of the Taz Yom Tov. So you have to add on to the Taz Yom Tov that the Bavli holds that that's not a good Eitzah. And the Bavli holds that to kill somebody, we're so machmir and dinin nefashos, we have to have exact testimony, a totally accurate repetition of what this person said. And any time, any deviation of what he said, that's going to ruin our ability to kill him. So for us to give maskila, we need to allow the Edom to repeat the exact klala. That's step one. Now step two is, how are we allowed to have that take place? And that you have the Tais Yantiv Teretz, and that is that since it's Yav Shevelav Achi, so you're allowed to do something that's seemingly an Avera. But you have to say that the Bavli holds that the Yerushalmi's Eitzah is not an Eitzah at all. That's not an option on the table. And the only issue is, how can we let someone do it? On that, you'll have the Teretz Tais Yantiv, and it's Yav Shevelav Achi. The Mechas Chinuch points out a very simple concept. He says, if we're right that the whole reason that they're allowed to do it is because Yav Shevelav Achi, so it'll come out, if Edom ended up lying, let's say we're mazin the Edom, we know these Edom are lying. If we know the Edom are lying, then they're chayav skila, because they're doing a Maisa Gidduf exactly like a regular Megadif. They're not doing like Yerushalmi said. They're doing according to the Rambam and the Bavli and according to the Tais Yomtiv. They're saying over exactly the curse that he allegedly said. If he never ended up saying it, the first person, and they're saying it not because to be mechayev the first person Misa. So you lost the whole svar of Yav Shevelav Achi. The whole svar was, you're trying to do a mitzvah of killing a megadif, and the only way to do it is by repeating what he said. Therefore, you're not going to be chayev skila for saying it over. But if it turns out you're lying, so you said a regular megadif without any heter, you lost the heter of Yav Shevelav Achi, you're going to be chayev skila. Mechas Chinuch, in that mitzvah, mitzvah ayin ois tes, he also points out that this whole halacha that we're so machbir that you should hear it mefurish, there's no real pasuk for it. It's a svara. We're so machbir on dinei misa, so it's very likely, the Mishnah holds, you have to hear exactly the words that he said to be able to kill him. But that's only going to be when we're machmir, which is only by Yisrael. A ben noyach, who's also achroi, he's also responsible, he's also mechuyiv by birchas Hashem, he won't have this halacha, just like he doesn't need chav gimel, a bezin of chav gimel, he doesn't need two edim. We all know that by the Zionists of the Noyach, they get killed with Dain Echor and Eid Echor, so we don't have all the chumras we have by regular DNA nefashas, so there's no reason we'll need the exact Shem and Mefarish, so it would be enough to use the kinui when we're repeating it over to Bazdin. You will not have to say over the exact wording that he said. It's a special halacha by Ben Yisrael. So we really have a big machlokes here, the Yerushalmi, against the Rambam, with who Tais Yomtiv says really the Bavli. Do the Edom have a right to repeat over exactly what the person said? Or we have the Yerushalmi's Eitzah, that you just say Hashem's name, and you say that name was the name that this person used to curse. It's interesting, there's a Goyin who seems to learn, brings a Teres Kayanim, and it seems to be a riot to the Rambam. Teres Kayanim, in the end of Parshas Emor, says the following. The Pasuk in the Parshas Megadav says, V'samchu Hashemin es Yedeim. So it sounds like any person that heard it should do smicha. But the Teres Kainim says it's referring to the Edom. And Kol HaShemim, the Pasuk says, all the people that hear, that's being married by the Dayanim. The Dayanim and the Edom have to do a smicha. Why do they have to do a smicha? So the Goyin, in his Hagoyas to the Teres Kainim, says the reason they need a smicha is because in effect they didn't have Avera. The people, the Edom that testified and said over this Maisa Megadif, this Maisa Klala, and the Bezin that heard the Maisa Klala, they were involved in this Megadif. They did a Giduf. Since they did, they partook in this Maisa Giduf, therefore they need a Smicha and they need a Kapara. That's only understandable if you don't like the Rambam. According to the Tais Yomtiv, that the Rambam is passing like the Stimus of Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. That the Edom are saying over word for word the exact Giduf that this person, the Megadif, said over. But if we learn like the Yerushalmi, they did nothing wrong. They said the Shem Hashem, it's not Megadif, and then they said that person used this Shem that we just said to make a klala. There's no Maisa Giduf here that would require a smicha and a kapara. So it's clear from the Teres Kainim, according to the Goyin's explanation, it'd be clear raya to the Rambam and the Stimus HaBavli, not like the Yerushalmi. Now we'll start the Gemara. Gemara says, Tana, ad shivach, shem shem. You're only chayv ha-megadif if the klal that you made was using one shem to be mekal the other shem. Tama kro, v'noikiv shem. V'noikiv shem, you must. We learn out from the pasuk that you need to do shem b'shem. Then the Gemara has a long arichas to prove that the pasuk of v'noikiv shem means a klala. One of the options that the Gemara tries is that ema prushe shmeyu. Maybe it means just to say out his name. Like we find the word Nikiv means to say out. So anytime someone says Hashem's name, nothing to do with cursing, that alone that you said out Hashem's name, Shema Miyachud, would be enough to be Mchayev Skila. And we would ask Harabi. The Gemara says, "Vazerasi mihacha as Hashem lekechatira." That's a hashara that you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. And that the Gemara says two reasons why it can't be. Why v'neikiv shame has to mean a klala. Chada de be'inan shame b'shem v'leka. Only by a klala we're able to be mekayim the pasuk that says you have to do shame b'shem. By a klala we could have that one shame is cursing out the other shame. But by just expressing Hashem's name, by being mefarish to shame, there's no way to have shame b'shem. But oid, habli asharas asay, it's only asharas asay, but asharas asay, lo yishmer ashara. And the pasuk says, you get misi, you get skila. And we don't have any asharas lo yish asay if we're talking about just being mefarish to shame. If we're talking about being mekal, then we have the pasuk of lo yish sekal. But if we're just talking about being mefarish to shame, we have no ashar, because asharas asay lo yishmer ashara. So we have a clear Gemara that if someone says the Shem Shemayim Levatala, he's only over an Asay. Because the Gemara is saying the only reason that Vinoykev can't be talking about being mefarish to shame is because it's an Asharas Asay. We don't have any lav. So it must be that we're talking about a Kol because you have Leisakal. So we have a Beferish of black and white Gemara that there's no lav by saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. So the Mechaz Chinuch brings the Gemara in Brachas Af Lamed Gimel, the Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Ois Ches. He brings the Gemara that says that any person that makes a Brachas Shein Etzricha is over the lav of Leisisa as Hashem Hashem Lekecha L'Shav, which one could have learned is talking about a Shvur, but the Gemara is using it for any person that makes a Brachas L'Vatala. You're saying the Shem Hashem in vain. You're over Leisisa as Hashem Hashem Lekecha L'Shav. So we have a lav. So the Mechaz Chinuch asks on the Our Gemara, how could Our Gemara and Sanhedrin say that you're only over an Asay, it's only an Asharas Asay when you're mefarish the Shem Levatala? We have a Gemara in Brachas that you're over a lav. So he brings a Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, the Flam Gimel Amud Aleph, that learns that if you say a Brachas Shein Etzricha, you're only over an Issur Derabbanan, and the entire Gemara in Brachas is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. So that's great. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is really right. It's really only an Asay. The Gemara Brachas only means an Asmachta. However, he asks in the Rambam paskins that if you say a Brachas Shein Etzricha, you're over Leisisa Hashem Elekecha L'Shav, which is alive, and our Gemara is mevor, is an Asay, and the Mechaz Chinuch does not have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues, and it brings down the Machlokes from Meir and the Rabbanon, which shame you need to be Chayav in Skila. And it depends how you make the drushes, but the Gemara comes out, Lamaskan, according to the mayor, all shemes, all kinuyim are included in the skila, and the chum say, oh, only shem ha-yuchad is b'misa, on the kinuyim, you only get an azhara. And what does it mean that the shem ha-yuchad is b'misa? So earlier we brought down a machlekes, the Raman, the Rambam, if it means the shem yud-kei-vav-ke, and adnus, or just yud-kei-vav-ke. But there's another very important machlekes, Rambam and Raman. The Rambam says that we're talking about being mekal shame b'shame. So there's always one shame, what we're going to call the mevarech, that's doing the curse, and then there's the misbarech, that's having the curse done to it. The Rambam learns this whole machlokes, Rav Meir and the Rabbanon, is all about the shame hamisbarech. The one that's receiving the curse, that's the ikur hakpad of the Torah. So when the Rabbanon say that you need a shame hamiyuchid, they just mean the shame hamisbarech has to be the shame hamiyuchid. But the shame hamivarech could be, the Rambam doesn't say it could be any kinoy, but it has to be one of the Shema She'edim L'mchakim, that's enough to be the Mevarech, and you're going to be Chayav Skila. As long as the Mesbarech is the Shema Miyuchad, even if the Mevarech is not the Shema Miyuchad, you're going to be Chayav Skila. The Ramah, Kes Mishnah brings it down over there, he argues, and he says that the Shema Mevarech also has to be the Shema Havaya. And just like the Mizbarech has to be the Shem HaMiyuchad, so too the Mivarech has to be the Shem HaMiyuchad. The Kasa Mishnah says that the Chachmei Lunil answered up for the Rambam, but it's not printed anywhere. Yashir, the Arsameach says that we lost the Chachmei Lunil's answer, so we're stuck. We don't have an answer to this question But where's the Rambam getting it from? Why is the Rambam saying that only the Shem HaMisbarach has to be the Shem Havaya, which according to the Rambam means Shem Amos also, but the Shem HaMisbarach could be anything. How does the Rambam know to make that distinction? The Pasuk is not mechalik between the Mavarach and the Misbarach, so how did the Rambam know this? This is the Ramaz Taino on the Rambam, and we don't have an answer for the Rambam. Now we'll go to the Gemara on the bottom of the Yom. Tan Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvahs and Stavu Bnei Noyach, Dinim, Birch Hashem, Avedazor, Gilarais, Vichastam, and Gazel, Ve'eva Menachai. There are seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Noyach have. Now, throughout the next few blocks, we are going to ask from a few other mitzvahs, and the Gemara has an answer for each one, that even according to the Shittas that they are mitzvahs and more, they might not be counted in the Zayin mitzvahs. The Gemara has a few rules, as we're going to see in the next few blot. The Menachas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yudalid, Ois Beis, brings down a big machloikis between the Smag and the Rambam and Chinuch. And the Pasuk is talking about a Karban Pesach. The Pasuk says, Toshav V'Sachar L'Yechol Boy. A Toshav and a Sachar, referring to Avadim and Goyim, they're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. The question is, who is this Issa talking to? The Rambam and the Chinuch hold that the Torah is talking to Bnei Yisrael like all the other mitzvahs, and it's telling the Bnei Yisrael, you're not allowed to feed your Karban Pesach to a Toshav and a Sachar, to Eved Kanani, a Goy, you're not allowed to feed your Karban Pesach. But we're not talking to the Goyim. However, the Smag has an interesting understanding of this Pasuk. Here, this Pasuk is talking to the Toshav and Sachar. Toshav and Sachar L'Yechol Boy is Azhara that a Goy is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. It's halacha to a Goy, an eighth mitzvah. Besides the Zayin mitzvah of Bnei Noach, there's another mitzvah. Goyim are not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach. So Menachas Chinuch asks, if a Goy is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach, why is this not on the list of the Zayin mitzvah Shenestav Bnei Noach? Our Gemara lists off all the mitzvahs that Goyim have. We don't mention that he cannot eat a Karban Pesach. So the Menachas Chinuch says three terutzim. The first answer is, since it's only Noyig Vizman Beis HaMikdash, today we don't have a Karban Pesach, therefore we're not including it in the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach. The Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach are only listing, the list that we have is only listing things that are Noyig L'Olam. He also says that maybe we don't have to count it because it's Mefurish B'Kra. This list is telling us a Chiddush. There are seven mitzvahs that are not Mefurish B'Kra. The Gemara Nama Beis has a long arichas to find them occur in the Torah for these Zayin mitzvahs. But to say that there's a Farish Apostle talking to a guy, then we don't need to list it. It's anyone that reads a Apostle, according to the Smag, it says, Taichu V'Sach L'Yechol Boy. Obviously, the guy has that mitzvah. So in reality, the Smag would say, according to the Menachas Chinuch, there are eight mitzvahs. But the list that we list in Sanhedrin only says seven, because there are seven that are not Mefurish B'Kra. And then the Menachas Chinuch tries a third teretz, and that is, maybe we're only listing in this list things that Yisrael is Muzaran. The Eved Menachai and Gezel that Yisrael has. So if Bnei Noach has a mitzvah that Yisrael has, then we put it into the list. But if there's a mitzvah that a Yid doesn't have, only if Bnei Noach has, it won't be in the list. And since, by Karban Pesach, Adarabba, the halach is that Yisrael has to eat it, so we're not going to put into the list of the Zayin mitzvah of Bnei Noach something that Yisrael doesn't have. The list is saying there are seven mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael have in their Taryag that a Goy also has to keep. But if it's something that a Goy has an issa that we don't have, it will not be in the list. But then, he's chayzer from that, the Menachas Chinuch says, because we have in the subsequent Gemaras, the Gemara is going to ask Shabbos and Torah, why are they not on the list? If a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos and not allowed to learn Torah, it should have been in the list. And those are cases that Yidden have to learn Torah, and they have to keep Shabbos. So we see that you could have in the list something that a Ben Noach has, even if a Ben Yisrael doesn't have. So the Kitzur, to answer the Smag, you have to say one of the first two terutzim. The Smag that says that Taichu V'Sach L'Yechol Boy is an Isser for Ben Noach to eat a Karban Pesach, it's not included in the list, either because it's only Noach B'Zman HaMikdash, or because since it's Mefurish B'Kra, there's no reason to list it. Now we'll continue with the Gemara on the base. The Gemara says, the long arichas, how exactly we know that Ben Noach are chayv in the Zayin mitzvahs. The Gemara says that Vayitzav is referring to Dinim, and it says, Tzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam. He's talking to Adam, and that's including all Bnei Noach, and he used the Lashon Vayitzav, and Vayitzav is referring to Dinim, so we learn out that Bnei Noach are chayv in Dinim. How do we know Vayitzav is referring to Dinim? Mara says, V'cheinu Aimer, we find the word Vaitzav in reference to Dinim, we find it by Avram. It says, Hashem told Avram, before he destroyed Sodom, that the reason I'm telling you about the fact that I'm destroying Sodom is because we have a close connection. Ki yadativ l'mashe yitzav es banav. Because I know that you're going to teach your kids to do staka mishpat. Since I know that you're going to teach your kids, your children, to do the dinim, therefore, I'm going to tell you that I'm destroying this time before I do it. So you see, the Gemara says the word vayitzav in reference to dinim, therefore vayitzav. When it says vayitzav Hashem alakim ala adam, it's referring to dinim. Now the pasuk uses the word staka umishpat. So mishpat, we understand, is dinim. The question is, what exactly does the word staka mean? So the Chiddush Aran wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He wants to say that if this pasuk is being the makar, the source, that Bnei Noach are chayiv in dinim, then we should also learn out that they're chayiv in staka. The pasuk says, "Ki yadativ l'mashi yitzav es banav es beis yachru v'shamru derech Hashem lasoi staka u'mishpat." The pasuk says that Hashem knew that Avram is going to teach his children to do staka u'mishpat. So we see that the Bnei Noach have a chayiv staka. So he wants to say, Bishiran, tremendous chiddush, that Bnei Noach, besides their Zion mitzvahs they're not allowed to do, those are all Loisa says, Yinal du Shvichas Dom, Yinal du Birchas Hashem, Yinal du Gezel, but you also have a positive mitzvah to do tzedakah. I'll ask, why is it not on the list of the Zion mitzvahs? So that we have in similar Gemaras later on about Puravu and other things that we don't list Kumbaseis. We're only listing the Loisa says. But Einachanami, it could be that Bnei Noach do have the mitzvah of staka, it's not the type of thing that we're putting into the list. However, Rashi, later on in the sugya, by Dine Knossos, he clearly explains the pasuk staka mishpat in a different way. The Gemara says that Dine Knossos were not given to Bnei Noach. Even if Bnei Noach are huzru to have dinim, they're not huzru to have Knossos. Rashi explains, in the B'maschal Dine Knossos, he says, Bnei Noach le huzru aleim, dechsiv ayitzav. V'gamin lo amesh yitzaveh, dehasam staka u'mishpat k'siv, dehainu din u'psharah. Rashi says, staka u'mishpat doesn't mean staka as a mitzvah of staka, and mishpat means dinim. Rather, staka u'mishpat means din u'psharah. The din, exactly how you're mechayev to keep the halacha, and u'psharah, compromise. Avo k'nasas la mishpat ninu. Rashi ends off it. In regards to Knossos, that we never find by Bnei Noach. We only find Staka and Mishpat, which is Dinam Shara. So it's evident from Rashi that Staka and Mishpat does not mean Staka, not like the Ran. We have no Makar. According to Rashi, to this Chiddush of the Ran, that Bnei Noach are Chayiv and Staka, because the Pasuk just means Dinam Shara. So tremendous Machlokes are showing now Rashi and the Ran are Bnei Noach, Mechayiv and Staka. Now there's a Gemara in Bava Basra of Dalid that sounds very much like Rashi. The Gemara is Bava Basra of Dalim and Aleph. The Gemara brings a story that Bava Barbuta gave an Eitzah to Hordas. The Gemara asks, Bava Barbuta, Hechi Yavid Hachi, how do you give an Eitzah to a Rasha? For Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meravi, Tamer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mipnei Ma Nenish Daniel, why did Daniel get punished? Mipnei Shehesi Eitzah L'Nmucha Netzer, he gave an Eitzah to Nmucha Netzer. Now what was the Eitzah? The Gemara brings a Pasuk that he told him, if you don't want to get punished, you should do Tzedakah. Since he gave an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to do Staka, therefore he got punished. So how did Bava Barbuta give an Eitzah to Hordas the Eved? More answers. There's a difference between an Eved and a Goy. Shani Avdo di Chayiv mitzvahs. An Eved Kenani, has a Chayiv mitzvahs. Not full mitzvahs. Tayag like Anoshim. He's only Mechayiv like Noshim, but he still has halachas of a Yid. Therefore, you're allowed to give him an Eitzah. Only by a Goy, beer, he's not Mechayiv mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give him an Eitzah. So Rabbi Chanan, on the Sefer Kavit Shiurim, Bava Basra, Eitz Chavdal, he asks, but according to the Chiddush Aran, Akum, a Ben Noach is Chayiv in Staka. So Daniel is telling the Nebuchadnezzar and Eitzah to do Staka, that's the same as a Yid. Because in regards to Staka, he's Mechayiv mitzvahs. So why are we saying that Daniel got punished for giving an Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar about Staka? Because he's a Goy, and Goy are not Mechayiv mitzvahs. And that you're not allowed to do. Only Bava Barbuta is allowed to give an Eitzah to Hordas because he's Mechayiv in mitzvahs. But in regards to Staka, there's no difference between an Akum and an Eved. It's the right to Rashi, seemingly, that a Goy is not Mechayiv in Staka. So So Rabbi Chanan says a simple answer. You have to say the Gemara doesn't mean in regards to the mitzvah that we're dealing with. Rather, it's a general rule. You're not allowed to give an eitah to somebody that's not mechuyev mitzvah. Since a goy is not mechuyev mitzvah, now he does have the zayin or ches mitzvahs b'nei noach that he has to keep, but since he's not included in the world of mitzvahs, you're not allowed to give him eitah, even in regards to things that he's mechuyev in. The Gemara is holding now that we don't care, we don't look at the actual thing that we're dealing with the eitzah. Rather, we say a kol yisik, a general rule. You can't give an eitzah, you can't help out a goy, because a goy is a person that does not have the chiyuve mitzvahs. Only an eved that has mitzvahs, at least like nashim, then you could give them an eitzah. But we don't really care exactly what you're giving an eitzah about. Now we'll continue dealing with this mitzvah of dinim. The big machlokes in the Rishonim, what exactly is included in the mitzvah of dinim? We have here that the b'nei noach are mechuyev in dinim. What exactly does that mean? The Rambam on Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halach Yud Dalet, says that it means that goyim, the b'nei noach, are chayovin lohoishiv dayonim v'shoif t'michol plach u'plach. The b'nei noach have to set up a system of courts in every city, lodun v'sheish mitzvahs elu, to keep the laws of these other six mitzvahs. We said they have six mitzvahs. They have Mevorach Hashem, they have Gezel, Shvichas Dam, Arayas. All those mitzvahs that they have to another mitzvah to make a bezin to make sure they keep those mitzvahs. And therefore, the Rambam ends off, fascinating chiddush, V'pnezen is chayvu kol balei Shechem Ariga. The Maisa with Shechem and Dina, that Shimon and Levi killed out the entire town of Shechem, the reason they were mechuyev misa was Sharei Shechem gozal, Shechem stole Dina, V'heim ro v'yodu v'loy danuhu. Everyone knew about it, and they never judged him. So they were over on one of the mitzvahs, the Zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, that they're mechuyev to have a court system to take care of all averis done. They did not set up a court system. So since they were mevatel, one of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, therefore, we know that Allah is by the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, as a rasan zuhi misas, and anytime you're over, you're chayev misa. Therefore, all, the entire city of Shechem was chayev misa, because they were over on the din of dinim. Mechuschinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Beis, as Chafez points out, that the Rambam is very careful with his lashon because there was no issur of arayas over here. Dino was a pnuya. If someone's a pnuya, if a guy is born a pnuya, he's not really over gili arayas to the extent that he's chayav misa. So they didn't do anything wrong by not judging him. He really didn't do any avera. The Rambam is very careful with his lashon. The Rambam says that Shechem was gozal dino. One of the Zayin mitzvahs is stealing. So Shechem stole somebody. The fact that he was ma'aniser against her will, that constitutes a ma'isik zeila. Just like you can steal a table, you can steal a isha. Since he was ma'aniser, he stole her. They're mechuyev to judge him with their bezin. Since they didn't make a bezin to judge him, therefore they're chayev me. So that's Shitas HaRambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Yudal. However, the Ramban argues vehemently, Pashas VeYishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. He says, if we're right, if the Rambam's right, that the reason that the Shechem was Chayiv Misa, the entire town of Shechem, because they were over in one of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, so why wasn't Yaakov Avinu leading the charge? Yaakov Avinu also wants to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. One of the mitzvahs is that any b'nei noach that doesn't keep the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach is Chayiv Misa. Why wasn't Yaakov Avinu out there killing them? And furthermore, we know from the Birchas Yaakov that Yaakov Avinu was very upset at Shimon Levi. And he said, Arapam, he gave him a klala. He was upset at their behavior. If the Rambam was right, that the entire town of Shechem was chayiv because they were over on one of the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, why was Yaakov Avinu upset at them? So it's clear the Rambam says that they were not over the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, like we'll explain in a second. So why did Shimon Levi kill Shechem? She said, you learn kipshutai. The entire city of Shechem was a bunch of Rishayim, and here they did such a disgusting ma'isa, they let Shechem do this Avera, and as a ma'isa in a kama, for Shechem taking Dina, they decided to kill out the entire city, which theoretically is not such a bad thing. The only tiny Yaakov Avinu had was that it's not a mitzvah to do it, and now you're putting us into Sakana, so if it's not a mitzvah to do it, and not really Mechuyev Misa, Bidin, that it's not Shimon Levi's job to kill them, they were definitely Rishayim. But it wasn't necessary to be done by Shimon and Levi, so you shouldn't have put us into a makom sakana. But nowhere, the Ramban says, was there any chiyuv mutl on B'nai Shechem to be mechuyev misa. That's why Yaakov Avinu was upset. Since there's no chiyuv here, In a chrami, you're allowed to do a ma'is in a kama, but to put us into sakana, you shouldn't have done it. Now back to this issue, what exactly is the mitzvah of dinim? So the Rambam was saying the mitzvah is to be ma'ishiv dinim, ma'ishiv dayanim. And therefore, since Shechem didn't set up ezins, therefore they're chayav misa. The Ramban says, since it's clear from Yaakov Avinu's reaction that they were not over on the Zion mitzvah of dinim, it must be that that is not the mitzvah of dinim. Now, he says, it's obvious that you have to be Moshe of Dinim. It's before in the Gemara, that Michal Plach Plach, you should have a Bezdin. However, the Ramban says, on that aspect of the mitzvah, you're not Chayim Misa. That aspect is really an Asay. Come Asay, go set up a Bezdin. Since it's an Asay to set up a Bezdin, even if we'll say that Bnei Nech are Mechayim in that, which the Ramban does agree to that point, but that's not enough to be Mechayim Misa. So that can't be the reason why Shechem was Chayim Misa. But the dinim are, that are mechayiv misa to bnei noach, he says, that's on the dinim that the bezdin makes. You have to set up a bezdin that should make up the dinim, gezel, oishis chasachir, not paying your wages, aina, all those things should be made up by a bezdin, and anyone that doesn't listen to the dinim of that bezdin is chayiv misa. So the halacha that you're getting misa is not because you didn't set up a bezdin. Rather, if you don't listen to the dinim, a ben noach that does not listen to the dinim that the ben noach bezdin makes, is chayiv misa. It happens to be an interesting truvus Ramon, Simon Yud. He's clarifying, he's not sure if the dinim, according to Ramban, are dinim al pi dinei Yisrael, that aino should be a sixth, and oishik chasachar should be, you have to pay him that day, and all the rules would be like Bnei Yisrael, or maybe they can make their own laws. The Torah is just saying that every society by Bnei Noach also have to have a court system. You have to have courts, and they should make up halachas, but it has nothing to do with our halachas, and all the Ramban means is that every Bnei Noach that doesn't listen to the Bezdin of Bnei Noach in their city is going to be Chayiv Mis, but it has nothing to do with Jewish law. Ramah says, really, Machalik Zamirayim, it depends on the Pasuk that you learn out from. It's a long arichas over there. It seems that Maskana, the Ramah is more naita, that it is dependent on Dinei Yisrael. But back to the Ramban says that the Chi of Misa of Dinim is not because you don't set up Bezin, rather the Chi of Misa is because you don't listen to their Dinim. So Bekitzer, we have a tremendous machoikis v'shayim, what it means Dinim. According to the Rambam, one of the Zayim Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach is to set up a Bezin. And if you don't set up a Bezdin, you're Chayiv Misa. According to Ramban, he agrees to that point. He just says that's not enough to be Chayiv Misa because it's a kumvasei. The main point of Dinim is the next part, that this Bezdin has a koyach to make up Dinim, and anyone that doesn't listen to their Dinim is going to be Chayiv Misa. The Meshech Chachma, in Vayishlach, he brings a raya to the Rambam because we find that Shimon and Levi killed out all the scharim, all the males. They didn't kill the noshim. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that the Chi of Misa over here is because they're not doing Dinim. So only Anoshim, the males that are Roy to be judges, so it was a tain on them, they're not keeping their mitzvah. They're not going ahead and judging Shechem. Since they didn't judge Shechem, therefore the Chi of Misa. But the Noshim, they're not really Roy to be judges, therefore they're not Achroy, they're not responsible for this, and therefore they're not Chi of Misa. However, according to the Ramban, that was just simply because they were Rishayim and there was a Maisa and a Kama going on. Why would we only kill the Zecharim and not the Nekevis? So Meshech Chachma says it's clear, it's easier to understand what's going on in the Parash according to the Rambam. Now it's interesting to note, the Stipler, Kilos Yaakov, the end of Simen Chavdal, brings in the Chassam Sofer, that even the Rambam agrees that a Goy has to keep all the halachas of Oishik Chasachir and Aina. But not because, like the Ramban saying, that he's mechuyev to keep all the dinim that Bezdin makes, all the dinim mamonis that Bezdin makes, and if you don't keep your chayim yisur, rather because it's all including gezel. Gezel doesn't only mean when you go into your friend's store and take something without permission. Rather, any inappropriate monetary action that you take is considered gezel. So if you withhold the wages, your oishik chasachir, a worker works for you and you don't pay him, so that's a form of gezel. And if you aina, if you charge him an exorbitant price on something that's not worth that much money, you cheated him, you are withholding from him the value or the money that he's entitled to. That's also a form of gezel. So even the Rambam would agree that you have to, goyim have to keep the laws. What the Rambam is saying, that dinim only means appointing a bezdin, he means that all other dinim are included in gezel. The Ramban is saying that to sell at the Beis Din is only an Aseh. The Chiyuv Misa is coming because you're not keeping the Dinim. They're really very similar. The Rambam holds all monetary halachas are included in Gazel. The Ramban is including it in Dinim. Now the question is, according to the Ramban, what exactly is Netayzev? What are we adding on in Dinim more than Gazel? Chayr, the Chassam Sev is right. Any monetary action that you take inappropriately is included in Gazel. So what exactly is the Ramban special halacha of Dinim? I saw an answer in the Minchas Avram from Avram Garbos. He wants to say a tremendous chiddush. He wants to say that when we say, according to the Ramban, that you're chayev misa if you're oishrik chasachir, or you're chayev misa if you do aynah, it's very unlikely, he says, that you're chayev misa even if you paid it up subsequently. For example, if you cheat someone, and then a year later he comes over to you and he says, hey, you sold me a $10 table for $20, and the guy says, you're right, here's the $10 back. It's very unlikely that according to Ramban, we're going to kill this guy, even though he was over on Oishik Sasachir. But it's not a star that we're going to kill him in this case. He was over on the dinim that Beis Din made. The Minchas Avraham says, that's only if he's not going ahead today and being Mekayim and giving back that money. So any time he does Einah or Oishik Chasachir or any monetary issue that comes up, if he pays it up, he's not going to be Chayav Misa. You're only going to have the Chayav Misa if you do something inappropriate monetarily and you don't pay up. But by Gezel is unique. Gezel is one of the Zayim Mitzvah Neach. Gezel is a mitzvah that if you steal, you were over on the Zayim Mitzvah Neach. There's no way to rectify that. Even if you do Vahejiv Zegzel now and you return what you stole, you're Chayav Misa. You're not getting Misa because you owe him money. Rather, you're getting Misa because you were over on one of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Neach. So you would get killed even if you return it. The only time it's going to help you to return is by things that are not one of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Neach. Rather, they're a general rule that you have to listen to Beis Din. So even if you don't listen the first minute, but at the end of the day you listen, so you're a person that listens to Beis Din. The fact that you listen to Beis Din will save you from your Misa. So the reason, according to Ramban, why Oishik Sasachir and Einar are not included in Gezel is because there's a fundamental difference between the two. Gezel is a Chiyav Misa for the Maisa Gezel. This alone that you stole and didn't listen to Hashem that said the Zayim Mitzvahs you have to keep, that alone is Mechayav you Misa, and there's no way to rectify that. All other halachas that are similar to Gezel, Einar and Oishik Sasachir, all monetary obligations, those are only mechiv because you're not listening to Beis Din. So as long as you, at the end of the day, listen to Beis Din, you're not going to be chayav misa because you're not chayav for the maisa that you did, rather because you didn't listen to Beis Din. So as long as at the end of the day you listen, you're not going to be chayav misa. That's how the Minchas Avraham is answering, according to the Ramban, why we're saying that listening to Beis Din is different and separate from the mitzvah of Gezel. So it's going to come out a tremendous nafkamina if we go with this lumdus. According to the Chassam Sofer, that according to the Rambam, we're not counting Einah and Oishik Sasachir as a separate mitzvah, because it's included in Gezel. It would come out that if you do Einah and you do Oishik Sasachir, you're chayiv misa for this alone that you stole. This alone that you held back his money is the Maisa Averis, included in Gezel. So any monetary thing that's included in Gezel is chayiv misa. The Ramban is saying, no, Gezel has a unique status that you're chayiv for the maisa. Everything else because you didn't listen to Beis Din. So Gezel you can't rectify, but Oishik Sasachir, and I know you could rectify. According to the Rambam, according to the Chassam Sofer, that the Rambam holds that Oishik Sasachir, and I know are all including Gezel, L'chayra, Halach should come out, you wouldn't be able to rectify it. Just like by Gezel, this alone that you stole and took money that you're not entitled to is Mechayiv Yumisa. For this alone that you didn't listen to Hashem and do one of your mitzvahs of Zayim Mitzvah Neyach, that alone is Mechayiv Yemisa, so too I know, and Oishik Sasach would be Mechayiv Yemisa, and there'd be no way to rectify it. So, because we have a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Is the mitzvah to set up a Beis Din, like the Rambam says, or like the Ramban says, that's part of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is really much more than that, and that is you have to listen to the halachas that Beis Din says. That's a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. And now we're saying, is a Machlokes, the Rambam and Ramban, how to treat the halachas that you have to keep. The Rambam holds that you end up having to keep all monetary halachas that are based on Gezel. Anything that means, that's included in taking away someone's money inappropriately, is included in Gezel. And the Rambam is saying, no, that's one of the Zayim Mitzvah Neach, to keep the halachas. So we're saying it's really a chumrah according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, that there's no special halacha of listening to dinim. Rather, it's including gezel, then the halacha is going to be that the mice of gezel alone is going to be chayiv yamisa. According to the Ramban, it's not included in the mice of gezel. There's a special, unique zayim mitzvah neich called gezel, has a special status that over there we're chayiv for the mice of gezel alone, and you can't rectify it. But all other mitzvahs are only included in dinim. They could be rectified because over there it's not the mice of avera per se. Rather, it's this. They are not listening to Bezdin, and if you go ahead and listen to Bezdin and return it, you're not going to be chayiv misa. Also about this Gemara, we have an interesting Rashi in Chumash. Our Gemara says, Eser mitzvahs nesav Yisrael b'mora, the shavash kibbu aleim b'nei noyach, the regular seven mitzvahs of b'nei noyach, v'hisifu aleim in mora dinim, shavas, and kibbut of aim. Dinim, because it says, Sham samloi chayku mishpat, and Shabbos and kibbut of aim, because it says, kasha siba Hashem aleikacha. So it's mavur in the Gemara, the three mitzvahs that we were given in mora are dinim, shavas, and kibbut of aim. However, Rashi and Chumash, Parashas B'Shalach, Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Chafei, Rashi says, Sham samloi b'mara, nosin lehem mixes parashiyos shaltero, she's asked b'hem, Shabbos u'para aduma v'dinim. Rashi switches para aduma for kibbut of aim. So it's really two questions. Why did Rashi leave out kibbut of aim, and where did Rashi get this from, that para aduma was taught in Mara? So the Sechem says that the Mekar of Rashi is from the word chayk, since we know that para aduma is a chayk. So here it says, Sham samlai chayk u'mishba, Rashi holds that the word chayk refers to para aduma. So it's still shver, because the Gemara doesn't say that. How did Rashi know to make up his own drasha? There's a fascinating pshat I saw in the Tosfos Bracha, written by the Torah Tamima. The Tosfos Bracha says that it's a mistake in the Girsa. Originally it said, Kaf Aleph, Tu Shrekloch, which is an abbreviation for Kibbut Av. And over time, the print is put in Parah Aduma. So this would answer the two questions. Where did Rashi get Parah Aduma? And why did Rashi leave out Kibbut Av'im? So it's very likely shot that it was written Kibbut Av'im and it switched over to Parah Aduma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.